You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. The following is a message from NOFA NY. Do you dig local food? Love organic farmers? Do you crave to be part of a growing movement of consumers concerned with the state of our nation's food system? Then sign up today to take the NOFA NY's Locavore Challenge this September. Join 5,000 other New York locavores that are hungry, active, and ready to change our food system. Learn more at www.nylocavorechallenge.com.
Greece. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by NOFA's New York Locavore Challenge. Every week on Hot Greece, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement. From chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking NOFA's New York Locavore Challenge and the Hot Five. If you're listening live to Hot Greece on HeritageRadioNetwork.com and you want to give us a call, we have a call-in number. Our live number is 718-497-2128. We're less than a month away from the unofficial start of fall. Why not start the season off with a challenge? On the phone to talk Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York Locavore Challenge is Leah Cohn. Leah is NOFA's assistant director. Leah, welcome to Hot Greece.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
So first up, could you give us an update of, I know a lot is going on currently with New York State farmers affected by Hurricane/Tropical Storm Irene. What's going on?
We're still gathering information. We've been hearing from farmers as far as lower Hudson Valley, right outside the city, up to the Vermont and Canadian border, who are completely flooded. There are farms who are in some devastating loss right now. So we're with New York Farm Bureau and Crop Mob Hudson Valley and Club New York City, and information out later this evening and tomorrow with farms that have been under some severe weather and are going to need some support in the coming week and weekend.
So you'll have something posted if people like myself wanted to participate in a crop mob in Hudson Valley or any of those areas that really are affected. You'll have something on your website within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be posting to our Twitter and Facebook accounts as well.
Cool. Great. Glad to hear that. So I want to talk about NOFA in 1983, NOFA New York, which was started in 1983. Did the farmers or the founders, use the term organic farming to describe their original work?
They did. And really created this word organic way back in the day, and this was happening in the late 70s before any of the NOFAs were around in the Northeast or organizations in the country. And starting with just small groups of farmers around potlucks in the late 70s and early 80s, farmers were coming together to swap seeds, share stories, get tips on this new way of growing from other farmers that was still, you know, so fringe and so.
So I'm a member of the Northeastern Organic Farming Association of New York. Please note, y'all, I am not a farmer. I don't claim to be a farmer. I'm not a farmer. But what types of folks are on the membership rolls?
We have about 1,500 members currently, and myself included, who's a member and a staff person. I am by no way, shape, or form a farmer. I can barely grow something in a pot in my apartment. But we have about 75% of our members who are organic and sustainable farmers, not all certified. Some are just growing that way. We have about another 15% who are gardeners and 10% who are just like you and me, who are interested in consumers who love good food and want to support farms and food businesses across New York.
NOFA is known for their jam-packed conferences, and she just gave me a little bit of information about their conferences throughout the year and some of their programming.
Yeah, so each state has their own winter conference, and NOFA New York's is in Saratoga Springs every year, usually the third week in January, and has a really good cross-section of programs, both for experienced farmers and new farmers, as well as to consumers and gardeners, people who are interested in learning about things like cheesemaking or beekeeping. And then we have a joint summer conference that we run every August at the UMass Amherst campus in Massachusetts, which involves people from all across the Northeast, from all spectrums of the food system, and is a really fun and great time.
So if we look at groups with the same mission as NOFA NY in other states, what will we find? Do we find NOFA in other states, or do we find other organizations with completely different names that have similar missions?
You'll find similar programs in each of the seven Northeast states. So NOFA as a whole, the Northeast Organic Farming Association, is made up of seven state chapters from New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey. Mark, we all have pretty similar programs, so every state has its own conference. Every state has usually a series of on-farm field days that they run for farmers and gardeners. And then each state has a little bit of their own unique program that they run as well. Connecticut has a really amazing organic land care program that they run for people who are landscape professionals to learn how to treat lawns and greenways chemical-free as well. So everyone does a little bit something different. But then when you get across the state, there are other similar organizations that we're loosely connected to. There's an organization in Florida called FOG, an organization in Ohio called the Ohio Ecological Farmers Association. So there's usually good work happening in every state. It's just not really tied together by a national organization.
Gotcha. So, Leah, we're going to take a quick break, try to see what's going on with our phone line and our online stream here. But we're going to come back with more with Leah Cohen from NOFA New York and talk more Locavore Challenge 2011. Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. We're talking NOFA's New York Second Annual Locavore Challenge with Leah Cohen of NOFA NY. NOFA's mission is to bring consumers and farmers closer together to make high-quality food available for all people. So, Leah, I am totally pumped for this challenge. Who do you think is more excited, buyers or food producers?
I think the buyers are really excited. I think the food producers are, they're really out there busy in their fields right now, and they're excited about the challenge, but I think it's the people who are the consumers of the food that are most excited to support their farmers at this point.
Let's talk the nitty-gritty of the challenge. Everyone pretty much has a different definition of locavore. Does it matter during the month of September in this challenge which definition we use?
Not really. We define it roughly as a person who eats the majority of their food from local sources. But when it comes down to the number of miles or exactly which farms to choose from, we really want to leave that open to each person.
So challenge sizes. You guys have come up with this really, really great size that people can choose. Give us the lowdown.
We have three different sizes of different ways that people can participate in the challenge this year. We have a bite-sized challenge, which is our small level, and that you have to just choose three different things you want to participate in during the challenge. Our meal size is our medium size. That's just six things to participate in. And our large feast-sized challenge is a full commitment of nine activities to participate in during the month of September.
So I think if people heard the original drop at the beginning of the show, you heard us say that the goal is 5,000 New Yorkers. We want to sign up for this challenge. Can you give us like a sample of three super small things that new and seasoned locavores can do to change the food system? So if they pick one of those bite-sized challenges, what are some of the examples of things that...
Really easy things. So... what we tell people who are really new to this is if you can go visit a farmer's market once during this month, you've accomplished one of those challenges. If you can do something like NOFA New York on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you've done a second thing. And doing a third thing is simply writing a letter or emailing your congressman or senator about an issue that's coming up during September that we'll inform you of. That's three things, and you've done a full bite-sized challenge with something that easy.
Wow, that's super simple. So if folks are listening right now, what do they need to do to be counted as one of the 5,000 people?
All you have to do is go online to our website, which is nylocavorechallenge.com, or you can call our office at 585-271-1979, and you can register over the phone. There's also a printable PDF online. If people want to go old school and fax it in, we can take that too.
I saw someone last week pose a question to someone about getting a confirmation after they register. Will folks receive a confirmation, or once they hit send or enter, they're already signed up?
When they hit enter, they're signed up, and there should be an email confirmation they'll get right away. If they don't receive it, they can call or email our office, and we'll send them an additional one as well.
And what should people be doing throughout the month? Should they be checking in and leaving comments on the Facebook page? I know that there are a bunch of bloggers all over the state that are going to be blogging about the challenge. Should folks comment on their blogs?
Yeah, so we have a blog that we're keeping up with as well this month. We just started a few days ago. And then we're linking to really hundreds of other blogs across the state where people can follow and get tips on other ways to be locavore, recipes, suggestions, new places to shop, new markets. We're also doing daily posts on our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and we'll be sending out daily emails to participants as well with suggestions.
I have a question. So as you know, we have a lot of listeners that definitely are from the Northeast that are listening. But for our folks that's on the West Coast, people that are in the middle or people down south, do you know of any other challenges that are in other states that are similar to the Locavore Challenge?
Yeah, we spoke with a really interesting group of people from a much more regional group of people in Ohio this year do something called the Eat Local Challenge in Ohio. And that was a little bit of inspiration for us to change our challenges here, as well as the good work that our friends at Edible do with Eat Drink Local Week, to do these smaller size challenges that so that it's not something as complicated as eating exclusively local and organic for the month of September. So that is one of our big challenges that people can choose from.
Yeah, I think I was doing some research. I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee for Growing Power in September. If I'm not mistaken, Milwaukee is doing an Eat Local Challenge that seems fairly similar. So folks can probably Google that, Milwaukee Eat Local Challenge.
That's great.
Anything else that folks should know? What do you think, Leah, is going to be your biggest challenge in this month-long challenge?
I think work-wise, our biggest challenge is getting people just to sign up. We think a lot of people are really doing the challenge, but we want to make sure we have a record of everybody who is participating so that we can use that number when we talk to legislators and we do our advocacy work to show them the amount of people in New York State who are really committed to local farms and local food systems. So signing up is a really important part of this challenge.
So folks who are listening, I know I sent out to all my friends a Facebook message telling them to sign up. So all those, like, almost 100 people who've signed up on Facebook, please, 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 I guess what I'm hearing Leah say is go to locavorechallenge.com and sign up. Make it official.
Absolutely.
Make it official. Leah, imparting, once again, can you please give folks the Locavore Challenge website as well as Know for New York's website and how folks can sign up for e-newsletter so they can get updates about the cleanup efforts after Tropical Storm Hurricane Irene.
Absolutely. You can sign up online for the challenge at nylocavorechallenge.com. NOFA's website is www.nofany.org. And if you like us on Facebook or just NOFA New York, you can. We'll be sending updates via Facebook or our Twitter account, which is NOFA NY is our handle there. And you can sign up for our e-news in both locations as well.
Cool. Thanks so much, Leah. Have a great Labor Day weekend as well as a fabulous September. I know I'll be checking in with you. And folks, you'll be hearing all month long about the Locavore Challenge right here on Hot Grease. Keep listening for the next segment, which is the Hot Five. Thanks, Leah.
There'll be no darkness tonight. Lady of love will shine. Light in the light. Just put your trust in my heart. Treasure time won't steal away. So listen to my heart, lay your body close to mine. Let me fill you with my dream. I can make you feel alright. And baby, through the years, gonna love you more each day. So I promise you tonight that you will.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee and Carlos Helguero. This program is being sponsored by NOFA New York's Locavore Challenge 2011. Let me give a Southern girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. I thought Roberta's was going to be jam-packed today. If you don't know, now you know. They were reviewed, positive review, 2 stars, New York Times last week. I think last Monday, actually. And Roberta's is the location of 2 sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. We'd like to keep you informed on all the sizzling and spicy events in New York City and beyond. So today, we give you the food events edition of the Hot Five.
I'm hot.
The Hot Five is a rundown of 5 things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorite. So I'm going to start off with 5 events. There's so many things going on in September in New York City and all over the country. But I'm going to give you the 5 places that I'm going to be. So if you want to connect with me, you can come here and we can connect and chop it up. As they say, chop it up or talk about all things food. Number 5 on the Hot 5 is the Growing Food and Justice for All Gathering. It happens every year in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is a project of Growing Power, For folks who don't know, Growing Power is the organization of MacArthur Genius Grant recipient Will Allen. Growing Food and Justice for All. The first day of the conference is the 8th of September and is running through the 11th. I know for certain they still have a few slots there. So if you want to come to this great gathering of folks all over the United States that are committed to food justice, particularly food justice and people of color, they'll be in Milwaukee. I will be presenting a workshop on social media and nonprofits with my colleague Melissa Danielle on the first day of the conference. In addition to that, prior to the conference, I'm going in a few days early and I am hosting a meetup with Milwaukee foodie folks and food activists. More details to come on that. You'll see that on my website or all over social media. So Hot 5, number 5, Growing Food and Justice for All, September 8th through the 11th. Number 4 on the Hot 5, an event. This is actually a Locavore Challenge, a New York City Locavore Challenge event that I am hosting with Milk Not Jails. If you listened to, what, 2 shows ago on Hot Grease, Laura Melodia was on the show talking Milk Not Jails. I think she has like 2 more days left for her Kickstarter campaign, but we're going to do a ice cream social in the hood, aka in Bedford-Stuyvesant or somewhere very close to Bedford-Stuyvesant. It's going to be on the 18th. We're firming up the details. So you'll see more about that. You can actually go to foodcultures.com if you haven't gone already. I have a new website. On the left side, there is an events link. So as soon as we get the location for the ice cream social, it'll be outside. It'll be in a high traffic area. You can come by. It's going to be free ice cream and you can learn all about Milk Not Jails and more so get great ice cream from a New York State dairy producer, which is super cool. So that's number 4 on the food events edition of the Hot 5, foodcultures.com and Milk Not Jails Ice Cream Social on September 18th. Number 3 on my list. Man, everybody in the country is talking about food trucks. I like to say that New York is leading the way. I know other folks say it's, you know, Portland is where it's at, but New York is doing its thing with food trucks. And on the 24th, the 7th annual Vindy Awards is happening on Governor's Island. Super psyched about that. Super psyched. I'm actually really excited because one of the folks that I admire and look up to, Jaunty Edge, the authority on Southern food culture, is going to be one of the judges. He actually has a book coming out about food trucks around the country, but he's one of the judges. Finalists have not been announced yet. I don't think. I should know this. I'm on the committee. But anyway, there may be a few tickets left, if I'm not mistaken. I think there are a few tickets left. You can go to Vindy Awards, or you can Google Vindy Awards 2011. I'm saying the wrong dates. September 24th, Governor's Island in New York City. Number 3 on the Hot 5. Today's Hot 5. Number 4. I guess I should have put these in order because they're all over the place. This Thursday, September 1st, Markets of NYC, my friend Karen Seeger, she was on the show, I think, last year. She has a wonderful book out, Markets of NYC, where she gives you the lowdown on all the markets, food markets, clothes markets, antique, everything in New York City. But she's hosting a panel at the Mid-Manhattan Library, which is on 5th and what's that? 5th and 42nd, right across the street or a block from Bryant Park in New York City. It's at 6:30 this Thursday. It's called Markets 2.0. So they're going to have a full discussion about, you know, the new market, the gathering spot. And if you want to hear, you know, more about markets and how I feel about markets and some of the guests, you should go and Google, not even Google. You can go to heritageradionetwork.com, put in the search box, and you can put in, you know, food markets or flea markets, and you'll see at least two or three of my shows where Karen has been on there, and also Eric Denby from the Brooklyn Flea has been on there. So number four on my list is the Markets of NYC 2.0 this Thursday, September 1st at Mid-Manhattan Library. All right, so I said number four. That really was number two. Wonk, wonk, wonk. Last but not least, number one on the food events edition of the Hot Five is an event that's happening on September 17th, the Food and Wine and Tea Tour. It's happening in Wassaic, which is Hudson Valley area, New York City. This is another designated Locavore Challenge event. You can Google. There are a few ways that you can find this event. Melissa Danielle is putting together an event where a group of folks from Brooklyn or New York City will actually travel together and have an experience together. And I also feel like MTA has a special ticket or something that's going on with this. Again, go to foodcultures.com. It's all on the left side of my website. But tons of great events. Have tons of honorable mentions. Jimmy Carbone, host of Beer Sessions, is doing Pig Island. I think I'll be out of town. That happens on the 10th. There's New York City Honey Festival that's happening. Brooklyn Local, which is another event that's happening at Dumbo. There's so much to do the month of September. So I say get on social media and see all the tweets, Facebook or whatever, folks talking about these events. But these five events, you will find me there. And we should connect and talk, take pictures, talk about the show and all that good stuff. So there you have it. This week's Hot Five. Listeners, thank you again for listening to Hot Grease. You can join me live every Monday right here at 3:30 Eastern Time. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Sometimes I'm right.
Every spring at the end of kidding season, goat dairies across the country are faced with the question of what to do with their male bucklings. Because on a dairy farm, there's no role for a male. Often the most economical thing for these farmers to do is to cull the animals at birth or ship them off to the commodity market. Heritage Foods USA is embarking on a new project, No Goat Left Behind, looking to step in and fill this niche by creating a marketplace for these male bucklings. Visit us at www.heritagefoodsusa.com to learn more and to reserve your goat this coming October.